Air Forwarders Association Chief, to retire after 21 years of service. After 21 years of dedicated service, Brandon Fried has announced his retirement as Executive Director of the Air Forwarders Association. This milestone marks the end of an era for the organization, which has grown significantly under Fried's leadership. With over 225 corporate members, the AFA has become a crucial voice for air logistics companies in Washington policy issues such as cargo security and customs regulations. Fried's tireless efforts to promote the interests of air logistics companies have been instrumental in shaping industry policies. He has worked closely with agencies like the Transportation Security Administration and U.S. Customs and Border Protection, as well as members of Congress, to ensure that forwarders' needs are represented. However, his departure also raises concerns about the future of air cargo infrastructure, which remains a pressing issue for the industry. The AFA has begun a search for Fried's successor, with the aim of making an appointment by the end of the year. This transition period will be crucial in ensuring continuity and stability for the organization, as well as its members. With Fried's departure, the industry is left to ponder the impact of his absence on policy discussions and regulatory initiatives. Fried's legacy extends beyond his work with the AFA. As a seasoned industry expert, he has been regularly quoted in national publications such as the Wall Street Journal and FreightWaves. His thought leadership and advocacy have helped shape the air cargo landscape, making him a respected figure in the industry. As a sales representative in Los Angeles, Fried began his career before moving to Washington, D.C., where he founded and operated ADCOM Worldwide, a time-definite air cargo transportation company. He later sold his stake in the company and transitioned into consulting, where he advised air cargo companies on business strategy and management practices. Fried's experience and expertise have been invaluable to the AFA, and his departure will be felt across the industry. With over two decades of service, Fried has built strong relationships with forwarders, airlines, trucking companies, and government agencies. His commitment to promoting air logistics companies' interests has been unwavering. As a graduate of Syracuse University, Fried holds a master's degree in business administration. He lives in Chevy Chase, Maryland, and has been an active figure in the industry for many years. Despite his retirement, Fried's legacy will continue to shape the air cargo landscape. Fried's departure marks a significant shift in the industry, as forwarders face increasing pressure to adapt to changing regulations and infrastructure needs. The AFA's continued success will depend on its ability to navigate these challenges and ensure that the interests of air logistics companies are represented. The search for Fried's successor is underway, with the aim of finding someone who can build on his legacy and continue to promote the interests of forwarders. As the industry looks to the future, it remains to be seen how this transition will impact policy discussions and regulatory initiatives.